Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. You know, today is a beautiful new day, and I initially had a few topics that I wanted to discuss, one being love and what love means to me, what I perceive after 50 some odd years on this planet as being the true meaning of love. And the other thought I had was on being authentic and changing our narrative. And so, you know, I am constantly looking at our day and finding ways to learn something new that I can share with you and improve my life. And so as I sat with the thought of love, relationships, and, you know, with love and relationships, I had a lot of just, you know, emotions, and I did some journaling and some deep reflection, and really just wanted to be 100% real with myself and with you. And so what I did was I just started thinking, okay, if you had to give someone information or share a thought about love, you know, if I was talking to my younger self, or if I was counseling someone about a relationship, and a few things came up for me, and that was, you know, how we look at love, what we expect when we think we are in love, and really what we get oftentimes when we are quote unquote in a loving relationship. And it was really interesting to me because, you know, we always think we know what we want, what we're getting, and maybe, you know, what we're not getting, but sometimes we choose to stay. And so, you know, that's not something that I normally get into as far as whether someone should stay or go, because that, I think, has to be someone's individual decision. Right? That's not for me to input on. But what I can do is tell you what my perception is of healthy love. And I think, you know, by doing that, it might just help you, you know, define for yourself what you want in a loving relationship. And at the same time, keep you from making choices that will put you into an unhealthy relationship. Because you know that some people have just never learned to love fully, which unfortunately is true. You know, some people are hampered by whatever they've experienced in life, whereas others just love freely. And, you know, we walk through the world with our heart on our shoulder, as they used to say, and we are just a willing participant for healthy relationships and for loving relationships. And so, you know, as I was sitting here and thinking these things through and trying to figure out really what would be the best thing for us to talk about, it just hit me. And it was just, you know, look at what you really feel and share what you know, and then they make their own decision. And so as I was doing just that, you know, my thoughts were, wow, you know, the vast ways we look at what we're going through, the decisions we make, and what we're willing to take are very interesting. And so as I sat with this and I just went through it, I got a lot of information to share. So my first thought was that love is amazing. And not only is love amazing, but it It's freeing. Love does not smother you. It won't hold you hostage or seek to control you. Healthy love is not forced. It is, and it's not a situation where if you have a disagreement, it's winner take all. When you look at healthy love, you actually, you want the other person to be just as happy as you are in the relationship. And so there is no winner unless you both win. And healthy love seeks to understand that, and it seeks to be understood. You know, the problem with it often is that we don't have balanced love. And so you want to make sure when you are in a relationship or starting a relationship or working on one that you're not sure if you can save or not, that you are able to communicate openly. And you know, the epiphany for me was that sometimes when someone isn't communicating openly with me, I feel like they are cheating my heart. And it took me a while to understand that. You know, I was like, well, why do I get upset when this person does that? Or why do I get upset? And I thought, you know, this makes no sense, Cassandra. You know, look at your heart, see what the situation is. And it dawned on me. You know, it's not that I'm nosy, it's that I'm concerned. And I love when the people that I am communicating with understand that that's just part of my makeup. And now that I understand that that's why I get a little unhappy, you know, I can say those words and I can explain them to the people that I'm communicating with, whether it's my father, my son, my husband, my daughter-in-law, my grandbaby, whoever it is, right? Now that I understand why I react the way that I do and what pushes my button, I can just say, you know, it's not that I want to control you or be all up in your business. I just want to know you're safe. So when you tell me the answer to my question, and you don't have to tell me everything, just tell me enough so that I know you're safe, then my heart isn't strained. My heart isn't worried about you. And that becomes a healthy point in a relationship. And, you know, the other thing I thought about was that it's built on unity, right? So you make decisions together. You enjoy spending time together. You don't have a problem talking with the other party because you have a mutually healthy love. If you're in a relationship and there's no balance, you don't enjoy being in their presence, you don't enjoy talking with them, that's the problem. You need to find things that you enjoy and you can do together, right? Whether it's taking a walk in the park, it's going to a drive-in theater, or, you know, reading the newspaper together or watching TV, right? Whatever you like to do as a couple, whatever you were doing when you started dating or when you first met, should still be something you continue to do in the relationship so that it is a healthy, viable relationship. Now, of course, I don't know what anyone's issues are out there. I'm just giving you what I thought of as I was sitting back looking at my life and the connections I have with the people I love. And so, you know, that's the best I can do, is just give you what I think. It's not that I know everything, because I don't, but after 50 some odd years, I kind of have a little more clue than I did 10, 20, and 30 years ago. Now, you know, the other thing that I thought about was when I was younger, you know, I always thought love was supposed to be 50-50. But then as I thought about that, you know, the other day when I was sitting here trying to figure out what I wanted to talk to you about, I realized that if you're only putting in 50% and someone else is only putting in 50%, that means your whole heart isn't in it. So you want someone who can give you 100%, and you want to be willing to give them 100% as well. That's got to be the ultimate driving force. And You know, love, when it's healthy, feels good. It feels like peace. It feels like comfort. Or it reminds you of sitting in front of a fireplace and feeling the warmth, hearing the crackle, and just being at peace. That, to me, is when you know you have love. When you can be in a room with someone and look up and just have that peaceful feeling in your heart. Just have that feeling because you're actually, you know, getting a chance to be in their presence. Ooh, that is beautiful. And the other thing I thought about was that love has resources that are just priceless. You know, it's like that you can't put a price on quality love. People try. People, you know, assume that if they have money, they can buy what they want and what they need. But you really can't buy the quality of love that our hearts are built to enjoy. I just don't think you can. And actually, I wouldn't even want it. I wouldn't want to have to pay someone to be around me. So, you know, when I thought about, you know, 1 Corinthians 13, I think it is, when it talks about love is this, love is that, and what love is not, right? And I thought, everyone is pretty familiar with that, but I'll go ahead and include that in the show notes, because beyond just what the Bible says love is, love is what we determine when we are looking for that relationship or in a relationship or working on a relationship. Love is what we determine our heart needs to feel that the relationship is beneficial. And I think that you have to have self-love before you can go into a relationship and truly love someone else. And that, to me, is probably the thing I see repeating, where people are maybe not as clear about what they think they want in love, but they end up ultimately finding out that they didn't really know who they were or who they, you know, how much they loved themselves or what they had to work on before they got involved with someone else and started trying to love that person and working on that relationship. Because when you have self-love, you are happier than you've ever been before. And so when you're happy, you can bring that happiness into the relationship. The other thought I thought about with love is that, you know, a pretty face may cause you to look. And you might like a nice figure or, you know, nice arms or whatever the situation is. But you want someone that you are equally yoked with. Someone that wants, you know, they don't have the same curves, or they don't have the same, you know, wrinkle-free skin. Whatever else happens in life, we grow older. And you want to make sure that, you know, in 10, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, you're still going to want to be with that person. Right? You want to make sure that you want to grow old and sit in a chair and rock with them and talk to the grandbabies and share the stories of all the years you've had together building this love and how they came to be. And I don't know that we think about that when we're dating. I thought about it as I got older. But when I was younger, I really didn't. And I knew that when I got married, that I wanted it to be someone that I could love forever. And I remember thinking, oh, I can love anyone because that's just the kind of person I am. But, you know, you don't want to marry someone you don't love and be stuck in a relationship that you don't want to be in and then realize your soulmate is somewhere else. That's not the key. You don't want to do that. Love will warm your heart in cold moments, and it will calm your heart in the hardest moments. And so, you know, it's like when something's going wrong and you don't know who to talk to, your heart wants to talk to the one you love. When we're kids, our heart wants to talk to our parents, our mom, our dad. You know, when we become young adults and adults and we get in relationships, our hearts want to talk to who we love the most. And that's what you want. You want someone who makes your heart beat and sometimes skip a beat. You want to feel that flutter in your stomach. And look, it isn't always there. Maybe it may not stay there forever, but you want to go into a relationship with the most positive possibilities and outcome in mind. And so my thought is, you know, think about a scene where you are the happiest in your life. I don't know if you're going to put yourself in a cabin or you're going to put yourself Mount Rushmore, you know, if you're a hiker or whatever you are. Who do you see with you in that scene if you could have no one else with you? Who would you want to love and be in that scene with you? That's how you know if what you've got is love or just convenience or some other reason. So, you know, I am going to wish you well, and I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Until we speak again, be joyful, be happy, be kind, and live in love. Goodbye.